Hello?
Yes, my name is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good, you?
Good, great. So, again, I'm calling from Local Splash. You had an appointment set for today. So how could I help you?
I was trying to see what's the on my account. I'm trying to see what's going on. Like I'm paying this monthly fee and stuff, but I'm not finding myself on Google or anything. I'm supposed to be on the first page of Google, but it's not even pulling up anything. And I'm trying to see what I'm paying for.
Okay, understood. So give me just a moment to do search and see what I can find, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, for instance, if I were to look for a general contractor in Chandler, you are the fourth listing on my search right now.
I'm what?
Number four. So when you, there's 22 a page, and when you do a search, you'll see the first three are always showing next to a little map, and then below that is the organics, and above that is paid ads, or Google guaranteed. So the three that are next, that's under the title businesses, if you're not one, two, or three, there's a button underneath that says more businesses, and it shows the whole page. And you're number four on that page of 20 for my search. Now, you could be slightly different for you. Every single search we do is different. But I do see you get a lot of you do get activity. For instance, if I look in your dashboard and in the last, say, 3 months, you've had 24 website visits through the Google Business Profile. And 9 of them in the last 30 days. So, you know, you are getting activity and you are on the first page of the search.
Okay. It wasn't showing for me. That's why I was... So what else can I search to pull it up?
Okay, I didn't try anything else yet. One moment. I got pushed out of your account. I forgot to open it again. One moment. Okay, I did remodeling contractor. You're number three for that. So that's even higher.
The reason I'm asking is because it's not like I'm not getting any activity like on the Google listing. Like I for last month, January, it showed me that there's zero views on my Google listing.
So that should not be correct. Just a moment. I'll tell you why, because I'm looking at statistics that are routing to the dashboard from your Google Business Profile that gave me those first numbers I read to you. So I'm going to log directly into your Google Business Profile and read what it says there, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment longer. Okay, in January, it says, let's see, seven business profile interactions.
Okay.
And website clicks was 7. That was for January. Are you on?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you are ranking high, but those are fairly low numbers as well. So, what was your question going to be?
Am I only showing up in Candler? Am I not showing up in Asheville and surrounding areas?
That's just the first place I did the search. Let me try some other areas, okay? Get out of this. One of the names of the cities you just said to me?
Asheville.
Asheville, thank you. Okay. I don't see you on the Asheville search. And how far away is Asheville from you? Is it pretty close?
Yeah, like a 10-minute, 15-minute drive.
Okay. So, one of the things I see, the service area that we have marked in your Google business profile names 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 counties. And it's true, if you name those 7 counties, it can tell people that you service such a large area, but it definitely doesn't mean you'll show in such all that area. And, you know, every city everywhere has its own competition that you will work, you know, have be balancing against. So it does, I feel it's a much better approach to name a few of the cities specifically that are close around you and not just all those counties, because if we name such a broad area other than, you know, the Chandler where you got verified, then Google really doesn't know where you want to be, you know, because you're not going to be everywhere like that. So let's name a few of the cities and make some change that way in Google. I don't have to remove anything, just we want to add to it, okay? So Asheville's one. Name some other names of close by cities.
We can do Weaverville.
Weaverville, go ahead.
And we can do Waynesville.
On that. Got it. Any others?
I think that's it.
Okay, and I'm also going to read these counties to you, and you tell me if any of them are unnecessary, okay?
Okay.
Unless you already know what they are. Yancey County, Haywood County, Madison County, Buncombe County, McDowell County, Henderson County, and Transylvania County.
You can remove everything except Buncombe County and Haywood County.
Okay, so we keep Buncombe County and Haywood County and the new cities we just talked about.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be a good update. Okay. Well, it looks like you've been getting reviews, so that's good. And you have 13 reviews. Let me look at this. Checking how recent. Okay, your reviews are fairly recent. So as you continue to get reviews, one of the things that you can do also, you did respond to one of these ones, but responding to the reviews is also helpful. So you can do that from the local Splash dashboard. Underneath each review, it says respond. You don't need to go back over a bunch of old ones, but any of your newer reviews I would respond to, okay?
Okay.
And so I'm going to put in a request to change these areas. And see what everything else we can do to just improve your ranking in surrounding areas. But in your own city, you actually are doing pretty well there.
Okay.
The two that we're keeping, is Buncombe and, what is it, Haywood?
Haywood, yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, well, we'll take care of this. Any other questions I could help with?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye.